trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus.
Good morning, and I want to welcome you to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Lord Jesus, we are here today again. We want to say good morning and we want to thank you for this rare privilege that you have given us to be able to see another day, brand new day, a brand new Wednesday. So we are ascribing all glory, honor, and adoration to you. Thank you for the 21st day in the month of July 2024. Today is 2-4 July 2024, and we're excited to be alive this morning. That's why we want to tell you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. If you are just joining us for the very first time and you're wondering what you're listening to, you're wondering where you stumbled across, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's a time of the day where we get to learn and share the Word of God as a family, where we get to learn the mind of God concerning our lives. Every morning, every single day, where we get to equip ourselves with the weapon of warfare that we need, the weapon of warfare, which is the Word of God. So once again, I want to welcome you. And if you are frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time to learn. Yeah. And share the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we'll make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the generosity of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 24th day in the month of July 2024. I'll be looking at a topic that says growing in faith. Growing in faith. Our hymn today will be taken from hymn 16 from our Open Heaven Manual. "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." Our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Isaiah chapter 38 to chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 38 to chapter 40. Our memory verse today will be taken from Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Let's take it together. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Our Bible reading for today will be taken from Mark chapter 11 from verse 12 to 24. Mark chapter 11 from verse 12 to 24. "Now the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, 'Let no one eat fruit from you ever again.' And his disciples heard it. So they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seat of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations'? But you have made it a den of thieves." And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his teaching. When evening had come, he went out of the city. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away." So Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Today's topic says, growing in faith. Emmanuel says, faith comes through God's word. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. The more you study God's word, the greater your faith becomes. Also, when God speaks to you directly, your faith increases. For example, when Abraham heard God speak to him directly about having many children, it stirred up his faith. In Genesis chapter 15, from verse 5 to 6, there is great power in studying the word of God and in hearing his voice. When I asked God for a small apartment in the suburb of Lagos, he told me that he would give me a city instead. This sounded ridiculous, but hearing it from him directly built up so much faith in me that I started telling people what God had told me. For your faith to really grow, don't just study the word of God and pray. Seek to hear from him concerning your life. Once you hear him give you a promise, his voice will cause a surge in your faith. Furthermore, just as you grow your muscles through physical exercises, grow your faith by exercising it as well. If you believe God for something and don't make any move in line with what you believe, your faith will never grow. When I decided to believe that paying tithes would bring me blessings, I took actions to pay my tithes. I discovered that God supernaturally improved my finances after doing that. Immediately, my faith grew. I then knew, without any doubt, that paying tithes attracts God's blessings. But I didn't get to that level of faith until I had acted on the little faith I had initially. As you believe God for little things and see them fulfilled, your faith will grow for big things. Act your faith. There to do things that are greater than your human capacity, knowing that you serve a limitless God. Jump and let him catch you. The more you do this and succeed, the stronger your faith will be. Lastly, testimonies will grow your faith. Hearing someone's testimonies build faith in you to know that God can also move on your behalf. Many people have testified at our Holy Ghost services that they got their miracles because they heard someone else's testimony. I started operating in divine health when I heard the testimony of a man that was bent double, whom God healed completely. From that testimony, I knew that God can heal all diseases, so I trusted Him completely with my health. Listen to more testimonies. Purposely search for testimonies of people who have gone through what you're going through. As you hear their testimonies, your faith will rise and you will also get your miracles. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please help me continually grow in my faith in you. Father, please help me to continually grow in my faith in you. Let's pray that prayer. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you and you will also like to be a blessing to somebody, you should be a blessing to somebody. You can share. How can you share? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. And you can visit all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. You can share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play button on your screen and you can listen to all our segments for the day. You can also do the same by downloading our mobile application on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. Join all our segments for the day, and it promises to be an amazing day for each of our programs. I do hope to hear from you soon. I do hope you join us next time. I do hope we get to do this again. Till you hear my voice again, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you.
Jesus, how I trust Him. How